Okay, I'm going to get started. Good morning, everybody. My name is Martin Suberg. I'm the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. This is our now monthly call with wastewater operators to make sure we're staying in touch with COVID-related issues and other issues. A reminder that we record these sessions and then put a link up on our website in the section of the Mass DEP website that has resources for drinking water and wastewater operators. So this can be a reference if it's helpful. I'm joined today by Kathy Baskin, our Assistant Commissioner for Water Programs, and also, as you've heard, our Zoom expert that's set up the platform for people to participate in this call. We also have the senior leadership of the wastewater program in Boston, and we have representatives from each of our regional offices. We continue to believe it's important to have everybody on these calls to hear the same thing in case there are follow-ups that we can or should be working on. We are also fortunate that we are joined in these calls by EPA. I believe we have Denny Dart and Jeff Kopp on the call. Denny, if there are any updates you'd like to provide us, unmute yourself and we'd be it'd be more than welcome.
Hi, Commissioner. This is Denny. Just wanted to mention there's an upcoming training that may be of interest. This is going to be put on by Jay Pimpera, who works for the Region 1 office. It's called Strategies for Small POTW Handling High Strength Influent. So it's a focus on pretreatment and non-domestic sewage. Anyway, the course is October 20th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. And Kathy Baskin will put a link for registration in the chat. If you have already tried to register and it was full, go ahead and try again because we just added a lot more seats. So that's it for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Let's see. We also are joined on these calls by John Murphy, who is the chair of the licensing board. And I would appreciate if John is able to unmute himself and provide any updates, that would be very welcome.
Yep. Thanks, Commissioner. The board is continuing to meet and is up to date for the most part. We have our next board meeting scheduled for October 14th. So any emergency certification or provisional certification requests that have come in will be processed then. So you'll see those shortly after, but for the most part, the board is up to date. Training is up and running. The new EPIC MWAT program has started and is going well. So those courses are available. There's also plenty of conferences coming up this fall and winter. So plenty of opportunity and different types of opportunity for training to get your TCHs. And the exam sites are also up and running following COVID safety protocols. But the board is continuing to see applications coming in. So people are taking and passing the exam. So that's also a positive note. So that's it from the board. Thanks, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you. We've heard, and we're still working to get the details on this, that New Hampshire, its Department of Environmental Services, may have extra up to 30,000 cloth masks available for drinking water and wastewater operators in other New England states. We're exploring that, and I know Kathy Baskin and her team will be trying to get a sense of need from people that participate on this call and on the drinking water calls over the next few days. If we are able to get them, I think we would need to engage in the same type of activity that we did earlier this spring and summer when we received the EPA masks, and we might be, in touch with some of those facilities that were our partners last time, because, obviously for you know, it ends up being a bit of a logistical challenge for all of us. You know, it's great to have the recourse to them, and but you know, we also want to make sure they're getting in the hands of the people that really need them as expeditiously as possible. So we'll be reaching out to you to get a better sense. Kathy, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add. I know this is moving kind of quickly, so I don't know if there are any updates on the cloth masks you'd like to add right now.
What I know is that New Hampshire has reached out to all the other New England states and has committed 10,000 masks to Massachusetts right now, with the possibility that there could be a little bit more depending on the need in the other states. So I did put my email address in the chat. If folks are interested in more information, they should just give me an email and we can, you know, see what we will get and then try to connect you with the masks.
Okay, great. So more to follow on that. And it may be that we're communicating with you even in between these calls via emails and other means. So, you know, it's a interesting opportunity, and we'll see where it goes. You know, one of the things we always touch on, we don't always have updates, and frequently don't have updates, is the whole issue of what's going on with the stimulus efforts in DC. I think probably all of you are as up to speed as I am. You know, you've been seeing different things up to and including through last night about, whether there will be a stimulus package, the timing of it. We'll continue to keep you posted, but you know, we don't have any new insights into that. But you know, obviously we're aware of the importance of this to your community. We're aware that I believe you're thinking of a letter and things like that to underscore the point to various decision makers. And so I'll commit to you that as we learn, if we learn any new information, we'll be in touch on it. I believe we didn't get any advance questions that came in, you know, through either email or through, the prep work we do for getting ready for these types of calls. So we might invite people to either, if you're on the Zoom platform on your computer, use the chat. If you want to email Kathy Baskin, kathleen.baskin@mass.gov, or otherwise just unmute yourself and we'll do our best to, answer the question and have a discussion about the topic. I'll start with the chats and see if anything has come in through the chats. Kathy, do we have anything that is a question we should be working on?
Commissioner, I have not seen any. Something has just come in. We have a question from Jeff. Any updates on the Mass DEP/EPA NPDES permitting?
Yeah, I'll let EPA supplement anything that I might say here or correct if need be. I hope that's not the case. Where we are, as you know, a few months back, EPA announced that the process for issuing NPDES permits would be separated, and EPA would issue a permit, and therefore Mass DEP would issue a permit, as opposed to us doing it jointly as we had for a long time in the past. We've been working to implement that system. I know Region 1, EPA Region 1 has committed to, trying to coordinate as much as possible, where possible, to continue to coordinate site visits, pre-permitting discussions. We'll continue to, pay close attention to what's going on in the federal permitting process so that our state permit, which would, at this point be the last permit issued, it would be our water quality cert, and EPA headquarters has pushed us to get those out even earlier than we've been used to. The federal permit and then the state permit. We're trying to keep them in sync as much as possible. I know we're spending a lot of time and attention on it. We're giving some thought to how the appeals process, at least on the state level, would work given this change, and to make sure that, you know, things are as streamlined and coordinated as possible. So we're continuing to try to make sure that there's as little you know, confusion and as much coordination as possible. You know, we're sort of at the point now where we're starting to issue both, you know, the last of the joint permits that, you know, were following the old set of rules, and now the, you know, the permits under the new protocols where, you know, they're, you know, a federal and a state permit. And so we'll continue to work with EPA, and we'll continue to work with the applicants to make sure, again, that we're minimizing any confusion or disruption, and minimizing the possibility that, you know, there are any unavoidable conflicting requirements in the permits. Denny, I don't know if there's anything you'd want to add to that from the EPA perspective.
No, I don't think there's anything that I can offer. Thank you.
Okay.
And again, the last thing I'll say on our website is, you know, we are still using the same application form. It's just, you know, in the old days before the new process, now we're just making sure that what you're submitting to EPA, we also are getting at the state level, so we can start our reviews as soon as practicable.
Commissioner, we have another question that's been sent in to me. And I think this is sort of more of an open forum where this person is asking his peers, are any utilities currently doing routine COVID testing of non-symptomatic employees, whether weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly?
And I suppose people can either answer in the chat, or if they want to unmute themselves and offer any perspectives.
And if you want to respond in the chat and not have attribution to your response, you can just send it to me privately and I'll just report out the answer. And I'm not seeing anything here. Oh, here, okay, so answers are coming in. And I'll just read them for the benefit of the folks who are on the phone. So we have one from Chelsea Little who says, no, we only have an employee who has symptoms, self-isolate and test. Then when the test is clear, they can come back. In Fitchburg, the answer is no, no COVID testing.
Okay, anybody have any?
Let's see, Nantucket. Nantucket, all the staff were tested once. And that seems to be, let's see, another question has come in, Commissioner. Are state funds available yet to conduct testing of essential employees?
I am not aware of that. Well, I need to understand a little better the questions. In other words, you know, there are ways now, the ability to have people tested, you know, has expanded, but I'm not sure what the state funding, you know, for a particular program would be. I think what's out there and available right now, and I do think, you know, essential workers, certainly can avail themselves of that, but I'm not aware of a particular program.
I'm not seeing other questions yet.
Okay, well, this may be an opportunity if people would like to say anything, in terms of any topic, you know, that we've either talked about on this call, you know, this call today or previous calls, or would like to talk about in a future call, if you want to unmute yourself you know, express your question or comment, that'd be welcome.
Here's something from Nantucket, talking about probably referring back to the question about our state funds available for conducting the testing of essential employees. Nantucket responds, "We have heard possibly the CARES Act will reimburse any COVID expenses."
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can look into that. We can look into that, and you know, that's a good comment.
Hi, Mr. Commissioner. It's David Gray from Nantucket. I think by now everyone knows me. I don't tend to keep my mouth shut. So,
all right. Well, welcome.
Just wanted to give you an update. We are continuing our weekly testing at our main plant, Surfside, with the BioBot people. Our results have been rather interesting, and the way they have changed their formatting now with the reporting of the BioBot, our numbers are almost falling exactly in line with how the hospital is testing. So we're getting some really good data from BioBot.
Wow. And that's good. And you know, is it continuing to be the case? I know the view was that you see it in the BioBot, you know, a little bit earlier than you do in the actual in-person testing. Is that still the experience you're having in Nantucket?
Yeah. So right now it's we test our weekly results from last week came in, and it was estimated at between 1 and 5 new cases a day, and we have been anywhere between 1 and 14 cases a day out here. So we are seeing a very large spike in Nantucket. Our results will be in tomorrow for this week's testing. So they have been coinciding pretty closely.
Right, right. I was hoping, I'm not aware that, you know, that's, you know, good to know. And, you know, thanks for sharing that update. You know, for our next call, we hopefully will have, you know, we know that our colleagues in the Department of Public Health are also looking at a bigger effort to use BioBot. You know, there was an RFR out late summer, so we'll try to have an update on that. But thanks for sharing that information.
No problem. And our Board of Health, local Board of Health, is using our BioBot results as part of their matrix. I don't know how the formula works. That's for them, but they look for our results every week.
Terrific.
And I don't see any other questions coming in. I do have a question for Nantucket. Are you relying on the CARES Act to pay for your BioBot testing, or are you doing this on your own?
We're most likely going to submit for the expenses. Either way, Nantucket is willing to pay the cost. It's $1,200 still a test. So, but Nantucket has committed to that. If we get CARES Act reimbursement, great. If not, we're still going forward with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Commissioner, I'm not seeing any other questions in the chat, nor have any come in through my email.
Okay. Well, we will, you know, in that case, we'll end the call here. We'll stay in touch with regard to the masks and any other updates if we're learning anything about, you know, the stimulus or other programs. We'll certainly be updating, you know, in between then. We have our usual ways of communicating, which we would fully use. And in the meantime, I think we're now on a monthly schedule, so I believe our next call would be, is it November 4th? So we would plan to be back on the line in November with another session like this. And like I said, hopefully we'll have some updates on some of the topics we talked about. And with that, you know, thanks everybody for joining, and you know, thank you again for all the great amazing work you're doing, and we wish you the best for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Thank you very much.